95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 3 to 7.
Trick, light up the fire. It's number 2 on Matt actually keeps track of the 10 biggest rock songs.
Of course he does,
yeah.
In his head.
Yep, exactly. And all the information about them, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. It's only behind Dirty Honey right now. They're new in California Dreamin', so massive.
Which is also great, yeah.
Yeah, doing really well for Cheap Trick. Love them.
Coming up today on the Kevin and Sluggo show, we're going to talk about an ape trying to pee on the Irish Prime Minister.
Look, I had to go. I just had to go.
They really do believe that it tried to on purpose.
Yes. I don't like this guy.
No, it's not that. It's that they realize they can get a response from people.
Oh, okay.
If they do that.
Do a little right.
So that's hilarious.
It is.
Virginia. There's a city in Virginia that's having a sign war.
I don't know what that means.
Businesses with signs are like taking other businesses down, and the other businesses are taking them down, and then a third business gets involved. They're having an actual sign war.
Nice. That's very 70s. Remember when they used to have those giant signs and everybody tried to outdo each other?
That's what this is.
Wow, that's awesome.
And they're insulting each other.
Good for you, Virginia.
Fantastic. You found something expensive. I don't know if you saw the cocaine thing in Miami.
No.
But, $1.5 million worth of cocaine just washed up on the beach.
Ah, here you go. Mm-hmm. And a foot. Oh, that's another.
That's a different one. It's Taste Test Tuesday.
Yes. I am very excited about what we're going to taste today.
That makes me very afraid.
Trader Joe's.
I don't know what we're going to try and
you should be.
Eat today.
You should be.
You got in a fight over something really unimportant.
Never. Everything I've ever gotten into a brawl about has been extremely
has been
important.
Very important.
Yeah, life-changing.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah.
And our 1 second of nonstop
rock.
For $500 between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS.
It's a 2 for Tuesday. We're thinking a couple from Zek might be nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I've been saying it literally for months now. I have to watch Dazed and Confused again. I just haven't gotten around to throwing it on the screen.
And you have been saying that.
Man.
Is there no connection between when you say that now and when you go home?
No, by the time I get home, I'm like, what? What's going on?
All right, everything's good.
A couple from Zeppelin there.
Then don't tell us you're going to watch it.
I mean to here, and then my resolve is broken. By
sure, of course. As things start to open up, they make a big deal out of it because, for example, in the Dublin Zoo in Ireland, it had been 244 days since they allowed people in.
Wow. And I just always think about all the weirdness. Like, imagine Disneyland. Inside the rides, everything's been quiet and there's not been anything going on.
Yep.
At all. That's weird.
That is super weird.
I love it.
I would love to visit it at midnight sometime.
Yes.
Yeah. With no lights.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Totally.
This particular time, it was the Prime Minister, Michael Martin, who went with the zoo director. And they were there, and they had a big ceremony, and they're welcoming people back into the zoo.
Come on in!
How exciting that this is happening.
Peanuts, popcorn! I don't know what they say at the zoo.
But the Prime Minister apparently had to dodge ape pee.
People throwing ape pee at him? That's not cool.
Not everybody people, can... no.
Oh, okay.
Apes.
I just thought maybe, bottles full of ape pee. I don't know.
Martin had a close call as a female gibbon kayaya peed within inches of the country's leader.
Gibbons, man.
Trying to pee on him.
Hey, dude.
People said that he did it deliberately. They know very well underneath that the public will show a reaction when they do this. So they've learned.
Okay. Oh, and there hasn't been anybody in for
almost
a year. The Gibbons like, come on.
Right.
This guy seems to be getting a lot of attention. Let's pee on him. Wow, that's crazy.
Isn't that something?
The Gibbons are bananas, man. Aren't they the ones who fling their poo? Which one is it there? Is it spider monkeys their poo?
I assume they do.
Yeah.
If they're flinging their pee, I assume they...
Right on, Gibbon.
They do the other
somebody
as well.
She didn't hit him?
So the Prime Minister apparently was within inches and just got out of the way.
That's got to be some smelly pee.
Why would you?
Well, I'm just saying. If you're going to get hit with pee.
But he didn't get hit with it.
Oh, yeah.
I wish he'd gotten hit with it. That would be a much better story.
Now that's just terrible.
That would be a much better story.
That would be hilarious. But of all people to pick, hey, how about this dude?
Yeah, he doesn't. You assume the ape doesn't know.
Yeah.
But maybe he does.
It's a political ape.
Maybe he's like, I'm not a fan of your party.
Some of the reforms you've brought as a gibbon, I find.
And here's my pee.
Charles Bronson in Breakout.
That used to be playing at the drive-ins all the time when that movie, that song was new back in the day.
Drive-ins, wow. The flashback.
Triple feature.
I don't think I could live in a small town after living in Los Angeles
for
most of my life.
Possible, man.
I just don't think it would be interesting.
No, enough. I can't now. We've looked around. We've gone to places. We've stayed places. And I'm like, I got to get home to L.A.
It's too dull, yeah. There's a city, though, named Christiansburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
And there's a music store there. And they decided it's called Bridge Caldo. I guess that's the guy's name, music. And they decided that they were going to start a, that they were going to start a sign war, which I've never heard of, but I love.
Yeah, what does that mean? They going around tearing down other people's signs?
No, they have a sign on the outside of their wall where they can change the lettering. Mm-hmm. So it says, hey, Super Shoes, which is just across the street. Want to start a sign war?
Oh, nice. I
Super
like that.
Super Shoes says, hey, Bridge Caldro, our shoe strings are stronger than your guitar strings.
Well, that's a fair
not
comeback.
Bad.
Yeah, not bad.
And then the music store said, your shoe strings never got anyone a date.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
And then the shoe place said, keep your play dates. We specialize in soulmates.
Oh,
S-O-L-E.
That's bad.
Because it's a shoe
good-ish.
Shop.
Yeah, I think I'm already going with the record store.
Okay, so now the music store is going to involve other people. They say, what a crock. I don't know what stinks worse, your shoes or Kabuki sign.
Crock is good, too.
So then Kabuki Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi enters the fray.
Right.
You've got to be sharp to make our good sushi, and we won't string you along.
Oh.
Don't love it.
Well.
Y'all got Crocs, but we got Godzilla. We shred in this war like Caldro shreds guitars.
This is like old school Twitter.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But on their signs that
right.
People drive by all day. So then the Super Shoes gets back involved. It goes mosh pits and raw fish, both more dangerous than shoe shopping. Not
enough.
A fan.
No, yeah.
Then a pharmacy gets involved.
Yeah, we got drugs, man.
The Christiansburg pharmacy says music, shoes, and food are fine, but your health is what matters to us.
Ah, that's too serious.
It's not awful.
No, but they should have said, you know.
And then the music store said, anyone else? Come at me, bro. Looking at you two across the road.
Wow. That's really weird.
Oh, I'm not done. So then the shoe store says, boy, that escalated quickly. And then the First Church of God says,
wow.
Pianos need tuned. Mikado costs money. Shoes wear out. Jesus is forever, honey.
Nice. All right, that's good.
So far, they're the winner.
Yeah. Then I like a church that can actually step up and play along.
And they said honey at the end of it to make it rhyme.
Right.
Then a professional accounting firm got involved. Shoes, strings, sushi. Your girl will leave you if the IRS is after you. Then the public library got involved.
Wow.
We tried to find time to join the Seaberg sign war, but we are fully booked.
Oh, my God.
I got to be honest. I don't hate it.
No, that's pretty good.
Yep. Gas station decided to get involved. We will fuel the sign wars.
All right. That's fair enough.
Hampton Inn decided to get involved.
Wow.
Songs, shoes, sushi is worth a lot of fuss, but at the end of the day, they sleep with us.
Yeah, man, I got to think, well, where's the general manager or someone in corporate going, this has to stop.
Right.
This must not be going on.
Which it doesn't.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yes, it's awesome. Good for them.
And then Lawson Mobile Home Supply says a musician, shoe salesman, pharmacist, and a barber walks into a kabuki, and the bartender says, this could be a sign.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's pretty
solid.
And
then a car wash got involved, and then a bunch of different businesses.
So virtually every business in Christiansburg, Virginia.
Love it.
Play along.
I
wow.
That
yeah,
stuff.
That's cool.
Because you're totally right. Usually it's a big business and the boss's boss doesn't get
no,
it.
No. No.
Yes.
Take that down immediately.
And stops it right away. Yeah. And in this, they're just all having fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
here at the end of the world.
Other,
yeah.
And the church is getting
yeah, the
involved
church.
And the library.
Yeah.
I want to move to Christiansburg for like 2 days.
Until we read all the signs.
Right.
Then we got to get the hell
then
out of there.
We got to get back here. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with some free money for you.
Yeah, I got $500 laying here. We don't need it. We don't want it. You take it.
I mean, wait. Hold up. It was never offered to us.
Get it out of here. With cash.
It's our 1 second of nonstop
rock.
So we're going to play you 1 second of a song. It's a new one, right?
Yep. It's the first time we've played this one.
First time we played this one. If you know what it is, you be caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS. You have to tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you win $500.
And as they say,
it goes a little something like this.
What is that? Think you know? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slogo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500 KLOS, who is this?
Oh, hey, this is Bill. How are you?
Bill, are you trapped in a box right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you trapped inside a box right now?
No, let's see here. Is the volume? Matt, you need to turn the volume up. How's that? A little better?
No different, but we love it. No worries.
Okay.
Very strange call, Bill.
All right, we have 500 bucks for you if you can identify the song and the artist that you're about to hear one more time.
Okay.
Bill, in your box, give it a listen and give us your best shot. Here you go. What do you think that is?
Oh, gosh. Wow. The most previous one that you guys did on Friday was easy. This was a little bit more difficult. Can you play it again?
No, we can't.
Well, maybe in an hour if you don't get it right.
That's true.
Take a guess.
Gosh. Gosh, that's kind of hard.
Just a guess of any song.
Okay. Well, let's just say. Gosh.
Incorrect.
Man, oh, man. Let's just give it.
Damn it, Bill! For God's
Motley
sakes,
Crue,
man!
Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood.
Wow, it took you 15 minutes to think of one song.
And you're still trapped in your damn box.
Welcome to my life, Bill.
I only tracked 14 minutes, though. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Let's get the official answer. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. Well, Bill, enjoy your box and the rest
and
of the day.
Thank you
your
for
box.
Taking your time.
Yeah. Hey, great luck, you guys. You get to take care.
You too, man.
You too. Bye.
All
right. So $1,000 sometime between now and 5 p.m.
That'll work.
As long as you're not in a box.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A little bit later on in the hour, we have our 1 second of nonstop rock.
As long as you're not in a box.
For $1,000. And also next hour, we're going to talk about the smallest things that you got in a fight over. The most unimportant thing that somehow you ended up throwing blows. Throwing bows,
I guess. Cuffs. Yeah, here, have a bow.
In New York, a former investigator no longer works at the New York State Police after administrative investigation was launched following an alleged theft at the Walmart.
Oh, dude, really? You gonna rip something off from Walmart?
Stole from the Walmart.
Come on, man.
Wait till you hear. And he has to make up a different story for why he eventually ended up retiring instead of being fired.
Right.
Employees at the Walmart claim the 49-year-old William Kiefer allegedly stole only two things.
Okay.
Moisturizer.
Dude.
Women's underwear.
Oh, he had quite the evening planned.
he was ready for a one-man party, that guy. Come on.
Oh, how did you get busted?
I mean, how expensive is that,
too? Right?
Moisturizer and women's underwear.
Yeah, you don't have to put it on a credit card. It's going to be traced.
No, I don't know.
And he would have just waltzed out of there and had the time of his life.
But the people at the Walmart declined to press charges.
Why?
I don't know. They just...
Being nice?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
He was suspended without pay mid-April.
So he was cruising out the door and the security guard at Walmart...
Hey, just a minute, sir.
Hold on a second. Oh, man. God, can you imagine?
He needed to steal tissues. That's the only thing that was missing.
Yeah.
For his party.
How embarrassing.
Fair warning, man. Fair warning. You know what I mean?
You're quite the thespian. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you ever found anything expensive?
No. I saw this on the list today you want to mention, and I thought, accessing, no. How about you?
We're going to, no, $20 bill, probably.
Yeah, I found some cash every once in a while.
In Palm Beach, Florida, over the weekend, a beachgoer discovered a package, opened it up, and it was 65 pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
65 pounds.
Well, someone on a yacht is very unhappy. Some party went south quick.
Right.
Hey, where's that coke?
So the people from the beach went to the U.S. Border Patrol and gave them the cocaine.
Oh, man.
Worth, later estimated.
Wait, let me guess. 65 okay. pounds? God, mm-hmm. I really have no idea. This is going to be so, $150,000. No, it's going to be a lot more than that.
$1.5 million.
Right. Jeez.
Just washed up on the beach.
Wow.
Hey, what's that? It looks like a package.
Yeah, I mean, how did they know it was Coke? I mean, they go over and take the little, you know, television finger in it, and then
I don't think they even looked. I think they just saw all the packages.
All right.
And they sort of they're in Miami, for God's
sake.
One of those
packages had to have gone in someone's trousers to go home, right?
I mean, it's very possible.
If it's free, if it's on the beach.
Because the cops don't know how many were there.
Yeah, totally.
So you're saying,
would you take one?
Well, no, because I don't do cocaine, but yeah, I would have sold it. I wouldn't sell
it. Honestly, I don't think I would walk away from it. I think I would take one.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, you're a bad person.
I know. This is not news.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Yeah.
Give it back? Give it to the authorities?
Keep a little bit of it?
Keep a little for yourself like Sluggo would do?
I guess. Yeah. Turns out.
At 818-955-KLOS, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Palm Beach, Florida, and a beachgoer discovered over $1.5 million worth of cocaine.
Woo!
Washed up on the shoreline. And I didn't see this before, but the first response to this tweet is another tweet saying somewhere Don Jr. is crying.
That's a fact. That's a
very
fact.
Funny. All right. So you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Swaggo.
Yes.
This is Kevin.
Yes.
Hello.
So the question was, have you ever found anything valuable?
Yes. Yeah. And what'd you do with it?
This is Santa Anita Racetrack, mm-hmm. and I found one of those paper vouchers left in a machine, and it was worth a considerable amount of money, let's just say.
How much? Yeah, how much?
$3,200.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice.
As a naive dumbass,
yeah.
I pumped it out of that machine, took it to another machine to thinking that I could transfer the ticket to a different ticket, and I made a couple of wagers. And then I cashed that ticket. And then the next time I went back, I put it in the machine, and they said, see a teller.
Oh.
And the gentleman says, we know that ticket you got wasn't yours.
Oh.
And I had...
Put your hands behind
your head. Yeah.
By the short ones. I had to go...
So you could have cashed it right away, then. Is that what you're saying at first?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What are you, mad?
Yes. Rangy. Crazy. Why? What do you mean?
No, I just can't believe what's going on there. I mean, really, what are you, mad? I mean, insane?
Which part?
Because
keeping a part of it? I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. I love that guy.
That was very odd.
He's my favorite caller.
You guys, are you mad?
What's wrong with you? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was got in the back of a taxi once, and I kicked something with my foot. It was a wallet,
mm-hmm.
and it had $1,000 in it.
Wow. What'd you do with it?
I looked up the person's address through their driver's license, and I returned it to them.
Very nice. Yay.
Look at that.
That's good.
You
good
wouldn't have done that, Sluggo.
No, cash I would.
Oh, no, there
if
was only $800 in here.
I'm taking it. Yeah, well, that's true. Probably wouldn't be quite $1,000 anymore. But right on. Thanks for calling,
thanks,
man.
You.
Hey, did he give you a reward, by the way?
No. But I didn't care, man. As long as I got his money back,
no,
you know, it wasn't too far from my house.
Yeah, that's
you hear
cool.
that, Sluggo?
See here, you. I had gone and bought some Coke with it. Hey, KLOS.
So I went to a house party.
Yes.
And this was a rich kid, and he was getting jacked by everybody at the house. And then the cops came, and somebody handed me a box, and I just ran out with it and left. His dad was like a sheriff or something.
Oh, great.
And they handed me his 45 special edition.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
That's
right.
Yeah. Like, sure.
I got a sheriff's gun. I wasn't robbing the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I left and I said, hey, what's in this box? And we opened it up.
Gun.
And it was this, like, gun, and it had the sheriff's name on it, stamped, and
Holy cow.
I ended up driving, and I was in Redlands, drive by Highland, found some guys on the street, and I said, hey, if you give me $50, because I can't return it.
Yes.
How do you return that?
Well, I mean, somebody handed it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, interesting.
You sold it to a random rando for $50?
For $50. Get it out of my hands. I don't know what else to do with it.
Sluggo is very proud of you.
What would you guys do? Did I do wrong?
Well, I would have found some way to probably mail it back, I suppose. Hell if I know.
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't think I would have sold it for $50 to someone on the street.
I mean,
though.
You could have gotten more.
Could we? Yeah.
We're disappointed in your business decision.
Wolfie! That is Don't Back Down. That's a new one from Mammoth, 95.5 KLOS.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, mm-hmm. man. Well done, sir. So, still taking calls about you found some stuff laying on the
Something
ground.
Something valuable.
What did you do with it? Hello?
Hey!
What are you calling about?
What's that?
Is that a thing still?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm going to miss you on lithium and all that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I missed doing it. It was fun.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You just calling to say.
Find you again. It's great.
Welcome back.
I want to say I found about, I think it was about $8,500 in Whoa. A money clip roll thing.
Wow.
And, I remember picking it up. I was about 12, and I thought I made my biggest day.
Yeah,
and my dad seen me do it, and he goes, "Nope, we're turning it in."
Damn it!
Taught me my lesson.
Oh, those responsible parents.
But did anybody ever clum and claim it? Clum and claim it, or did you
claimed
get to keep it?
Claimed it right away. They were waiting. Security called him over. The guy goes, "What a nice young man." Gives me a $5.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Hold up. A $5 bill.
I looked at him. I said, come really, guys? I'm but I know. You could have given me $100 on that one.
Yeah. Dang.
I like that you shamed him.
Yeah.
Our highest rated feature, Taste Test Tuesday, coming up just after 5.
Yeah,
people love it.
Delicious
They're
stuff,
They're just
too.
Demanding more. It's really odd.
They're banging down doors.
We have $1,000 to give you with our 1 second of nonstop rock. We're going to play the clip. Then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist, and you will get $1,000.
And here is said clip. And now while you're dialing, we'll do the second of our twofer.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Song's still playing.
I know, it won't go away.
Just for the record.
Maybe this is a sign. Maybe the loser will be a winner now.
Remember, you understand the investigator stole moisturizer in women's panties. You understand that, right?
And that I would have stolen a brick of Coke, apparently, which really upset someone, I think.
All right, let's give away some money. We have $1,000 for our 1 second of nonstop rock. KLOS, who's this?
Alicia,
you're caller 13.
Oh, woo! Oh, woo!
Nicely done.
So we would love to give you $1,000. Do you think that, don't tell us yet, but you know what that little song clip it is?
Yes, I know what I say.
Oh, sweet. All right. Nice. All right, well, we're going to play it again for all of Earth, and then you tell us who it is and what the name of the song is. $1,000 is yours. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here it is. What do you think that is?
Van Halen, Jamie's Crying.
That is a very good selection.
Is incorrect.
It's an incorrect selection. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Sorry, Elisa.
Thank you for calling.
All right. So, $1,500 now between 5 and 6.
That was the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
What a great song that is.
Yep. All right. So this is my favorite thing we do each week, and like you said, people are begging for more all the time.
I mean, I said that, but it's not true.
Zero truth to it whatsoever. Look at this cheerful little bottle of
Spiffy.
This is one of the things that I got at Galco's. A swell cola drink with a 1950s sort of cartoon character as being all happy, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Just one of those weird drinks that, you know, probably are very tasty that you can't find anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have that. And then read what's on that peanut butter looking thing there. This is from Trader Joe's, this one that you're reading now.
Speculoos cookie butter spread.
Cookie butter. Now, the guy who brought that in, Mitch, who rules, great guy, he says that this is something that is the most popular thing that they have there.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that when he turns people onto it, they always just freak out and love it immediately. So what is it exactly?
I don't know. I'm trying to get it open, but I can't.
Punch it. Oh, nicely done.
Sure enough.
Of course, now you stuck your finger in it, but that's okay. That
a little
looks really
finger
gross.
Hole.
All right, I'm going to sip this spiffy cola.
All right.
Well, that's pretty good. Sort of.
I mean, yeah.
Second thought is it tastes like watered down, or I want to say stale Pepsi. What do you call it? Flat Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
So
we don't need spiffy.
1934. Boo! Go back to 1934.
Now, how do we eat the?
You said actually eat this peanut butter stuff with a spoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cookie butter. It's called actually cookie butter. I said just eat it with a spoon. What do you think?
What's wow! Your...
Yeah, that's what he said. Everybody says.
Wow, that's good. That's really good.
Ooh. Oh, my God, that is good.
Right?
Wow. That's super good.
Hand it back.
Hand it back. Deliciously unusual with cherries.
Hand it back. Hand it to
me. All right, here.
Thank you.
Eat some more.
All right.
Now, the other thing we have is...
Don't Bogart, man.
I'm going to play that one of these days, by the way. I got to play that on Friday sometime. 100% dark chocolate. I like really super dark chocolate. I'll get like 82% or something. This is apparently one.
I never know the percentage of chocolate. What kind of nerd notices?
Nerds who can't have a hell of a lot of sweets, but a little, I guess. Open this. Jeez. Maybe we should pre-open these things, although it's funny to... You're really loving that. You're going to eat that whole...
This cookie butter is...
That's kind of what you want, what's it, Nutella to be like, you know, like that good, but it's not quite. No, I love Nutella, but this is better, isn't it?
This is better.
Right, which, I mean, that's amazing.
How long really do you think it's going to take you open
like
that?
Like an hour. Dark chocolate. 100% cocoa solids, dark chocolate, absolute black with almond and sea salt is what this is.
All right.
I think I'm going to love this because I like sickly dark chocolate. He said to take the chocolate and dip it in that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then maybe we could create a new snack.
Yeah. Woo, that is bitter. Holy cow, that's bitter.
It's not bad.
I like it, but it's bitter as hell. Like me.
I'm bitter as hell. All right, putting the...
chocolate on the peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
Except it's not put...
Hey, you got
butter.
Chocolate on my peanut butter.
You got cookie butter on my chocolate.
By the way...
Yeah, that stuff rules. We're going to have to fight to the death for that one.
Cookie butter is the thing.
Cookie butter is the thing. All right, Taste Test Tuesday. Very another successful radio promotion. With thanks to Trader Joe's. And Mitch. My mouth is stuck together. I'm like a dog. Let me sit here and blam, 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 blam for the next hour and a half. That'll be fun for you, Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I was setting up to do the contest already. I want to give away. It's $1,500 now, right?
Yes.
I'm just excited about it.
That's correct.
Hand out some cash, but sometime between now and 6, we'll do it.
Correct. I don't know if you saw the story out of Miami International Airport, but there was a full-on brawl.
Hold on a second. Something crazy in Florida happened?
Yes, crazy.
That's bizarre.
A full-on brawl where people were beating the crap out of each other.
At the airport.
Yes.
That's fun.
And you know why? Because there were four people and there were three seats.
Ah, why do they keep doing that?
I don't know.
Were they attack the people behind me? Well, it shouldn't be them, I suppose. But
I mean, I don't know if they knew each other or if they were just on the standby list.
Right. But was it Southwest?
It doesn't say what, fight over those seats. I don't think so. Yeah. It doesn't say which airline it is, but... It's insane.
Overselling has to stop. That should be illegal. You can't do anything like that with any other job or business or whatever.
Well, no, I mean, this is not over... Is it? No, this is a standby list. So this is you're trying to get on the flight even though you don't have a seat
yet. Oh, so you're already in trouble.
Yeah,
you're
already, sort of.
Yeah, causing trouble.
So then they start fighting, and I mean throwing haymakers, like crazy beating each other up over a seat on a flight.
America.
Listen to some of this.
That just kind of sounds like background noise. It loses a little in
translation. Everybody's yelling, stop it, man!
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't fight at the airport. Never fight
it's
at the
airport. It's an
airport! That's where we all get along and have a nice
time. I'm sorry.
I'm going to start making out.
And then later in the fight, a woman says, you're going to get in trouble!
That'll teach them. You kids, stop that!
All right, so... You got in a fight over something ridiculously small. The smaller, the better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The most insignificant, the better.
Like 2 days later, you're sitting there going, what the hell was wrong with me?
What did I do and why?
What was that about?
Because you can get so wrapped up into tiny minutiae.
I was always guess it's because, like, you know, road rage so much of the time is it's other things in your life that you can't do anything about.
Yeah, it could be.
And you're already all wound
up. You're already at a nine.
And then some, whatever, cuts you off.
That could be.
That's just it. I don't know.
But so we're looking for your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS if you got in a fight.
About something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Small.
Smaller the better.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't even know.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. There were four people in three seats on an airplane. That's what caused a riot in the Miami airport, which seems ridiculous.
Welcome back, everybody.
So we're taking calls. KLOS, you had a fight over something ridiculously unimportant?
Yep, and it ended a relationship.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
It was over my girlfriend buying a book on Wiccan witchcraft.
Okay. Wait, that's it?
Money was tight at the time, and she went behind my back and spent our money to buy this book. And it was like, I couldn't trust you to not spend money when I asked you not to.
So was it more that you were afraid she was going to start casting spells on you?
Yeah,
or
you were afraid of the witch.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Right on,
we appreciate it.
Calling.
KLOS, hello. You got in a fight over something insignificant?
I guess so. I really don't quite remember.
Good.
We were at the forum with my girlfriend,
yes.
Me and Metallica. And this dude kept staring, I don't know, at me or my girlfriend, I don't know what. So I jumped down and beat the crap out of him, climbed back up, sat down. My girlfriend looks at me like, what the hell was that for? He said he was staring at you. She gave me the riot act, man.
I mean, honestly, she should have. You're a crazy person.
Maybe he was blind. He didn't even see you. He didn't even know you were there.
Yeah. It was very probably chemically induced on my part.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
You were trying to protect your woman's dignity or some crap.
I don't
like
know.
That.
He thought the guy might be staring at him, if you remember.
That's right. Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm calling because I have a story about the road rage.
Yeah, you got in a fight over something insignificant.
Yeah, it had to do with Suge Knight's brother.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was at Docklander Beach. By the way, my name is Martita.
Okay.
And I was at Docklander Beach with my family. So I had maybe a few drinks.
Sure.
Maybe like two of them.
Mm-hmm. A beer or 10.
We were leaving, but I was like running out of gas from my car.
Okay.
I mean, I stopped and I waited till I had some space because it was like bumper to bumper.
Right.
They cut us off and I got pissed off and like an idiot, I go around them. And he got pissed off. It wasn't Suge Knight, like, brother than when I was driving, but he was in the passenger side.
Right.
He goes around me, and he hit my bumper. Yeah, it was kind of scary, but we made peace at the end.
What a nice, peaceful day at the beach, huh?
It's so relaxing being out in the sun.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon from 3 to 7, and we have our 1 second of nonstop rock. And it's worth $1,500 right now.
Nice.
$1,500. We're going to play the clip. You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the song title and the artist, and you'll win $1,500.
We're going to do that right now. Here is said clip. Now's the time to tell us what it is. You can, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck!
It's Kevin and Sligo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
John.
John, you're caller 13.
All right.
Nicely done. We're going to play the clip for you again, but do you think you know what it is?
I have a decent guess.
We'll be the judge of that.
But I won't be surprised if it's wrong.
Right.
Well, if so, then it's $2,000. But we're going to give you this $1,500. You're
sure.
Going to tell us the name of this song. And
we have faith in you.
Yeah, man. Believe okay. In yourself and crap like that. All right, here you go. Take a listen. What do you think that is?
Is that the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle?
Damn you! Yes! Very decent.
Nicely done.
Very well done.
$1,500. You just won it.
Excellent.
That's fantastic. What do you think you'll do with it? Put it right up your nose?
That's
something like that.
Okay.
All right, man. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
And here is the solution. The whole damn thing. Maybe come together in your head now.
I would have bet any amount of money that guy wasn't going to get it because his attitude was so negative.
Yeah, he was sure he would. I think he thought he didn't have it at all.
I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't get it. He won $1,500.
Yeah, good. Nicely done, John.
Good for him.
I'd be more than happy to play an hour's worth of Jimi Hendrix twofer there from Jimmy on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
That wraps it up for us. Kevin and Slugger, do we have time for just to squeeze in a phone call?
No, I want to get out of here.
KLOS,
I need to go.
Hello?
What are you, mad?
Yes. Rangi! Crazy! Why? What do you mean?
No, I just can't believe what's going on there. I mean, really, what are you, mad? I mean, insane?
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
That was very odd. It's like a boss calling. That's what it sounded like to me. Are you guys mad? What is wrong with you?
A drunk boss.
Yeah, it's a very drunk boss. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
You enjoy that. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. On this day in rock in 1951, Ace Frehley came into existence, bothered showing up here on the planet, born in the Bronx in New York. I guess we're going to have to do a twofer from Kiss here pretty soon. It was on this day in rock in 1968 when Simon and Garfunkel released the song Mrs. Robinson as featured in The Graduate, the film, or the cannibal version, The Grad U8. This is not America. It was on this day in rock in 1976. Moscow. David Bowie was detained on a train at the Poland-Russian border by custom officers. Didn't appreciate his collection of Nazi books and mementos. He said he was researching a film on Joseph Goebbels and was released just a few hours later.